ओम अज्ञानातिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशैलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुभे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशः गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषः शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशे नमः। नीलाचलनिवासाय नित्याय परमात्मने बलभद्र सुभद्राभ्यां जगन्नाथाय ते नमः। श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो यस्टरडे वाज हेरा पंचमी एंड बक्रेश्वर पंडित डिसअपीयरेंस डे। सो टुडे वी विल डिस्कस अबाउट दिस टू ओकेजन्स स्पेशली दैट हैपेंड यस्टरडे। सो फर्स्ट वी विल टॉक अबाउट हेरा पंचमी then after that if you we have time we can also discuss about Bakreswara Pandit.
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत मध्य लीला चैप्टर 14 परफॉर्मेंस ऑफ द वृंदावन पास टाइम्स टेक्स्ट 107।
कल्या हेरा पंचमी हवे लक्ष्मी र विजय
Mm-hmm.
এইছে উৎসব কর যেন কভু নাহি হয়। কাল্য হেরা পঞ্চমী হবে লক্ষ্মীর বিজয়, এই সে উৎসব কর যেন কভু নাহি হয়। কাল্য হেরা পঞ্চমী হবে লক্ষ্মীর বিজয়, এই সে উৎসব কর যেন কভু নাহি হয়। কল্যাণ পঞ্চমী হবে লক্ষ্মীর বিজয়, কাল্য হেরা পঞ্চমী হবে লক্ষ্মীর বিজয়, এই সে উৎসব কর যেন কভু নয়। কল্যাহেরা পঞ্চমী হবে লক্ষ্মীর বিজয়, এই সে উৎসব কর যেন কভু নাহি হয়। কল্যাহেরা পঞ্চমী হবে লক্ষ্মীর বিজয়, ऐसे उत्सव करो जेन कभू नहीं हया। माता जी वार्ड मीनिंग कल्याण टुमोरो हेरा पंचमी द फंक्शन ऑफ हेरा पंचमी हबे विल बी लक्ष्मीरा ऑफ द गड्डेस ऑफ फॉर्च्यून विजया वेलकम ऐसे সচ উৎসব ফেস্টিভাল কর পারফর্ম ইয়েন এস কভু এট এনি টাইম নাহি হয় ডিড নট টেক প্লেস ট্রান্সলেশন এন্ড পারপোর্ট বাই ডিভাইন গ্রেস অভয় চরণ অরবিন্দ ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী শিল প্রভুপাদ। শিল প্রভুপাদ কি টুমরো উইল বি the function of Hera Panchami or Lakshmi Vijay. Hold this festival in a way that it has never been held before. Purport. The Hera Panchami festival takes place 5 days after the Rath Yatra festival. Lord Jagannath has left his wife, the goddess of fortune, and gone to Vrindavan, which is the Gundicha temple. Due to separation from the Lord, the goddess of fortune decides to come to see the Lord at Gundicha. The coming of the goddess of fortune to Gundicha is celebrated as Hera Panchami. Sometimes this is misspelled as Hara Panchami among the Atibodis. The word Hera means to see and refers to the goddess of fortune going to see Lord Jagannath. The word Panchami means the fifth day and is used because this takes place on the fifth day of the moon. When Lord Jagannath starts his car festival, he gives assurance to the goddess of fortune that he will return to next day. When he does not return, the goddess of fortune, after waiting 2 or 3 days, begins to feel that her husband has neglected her. She naturally becomes quite angry, gorgeously decorating herself and her associates. She comes out of the temple and stands before the main gate. all the principal servants of Lord Jagannath are then arrested by her maid servants, brought before her, and forced to fall down at her lotus feet. So this is called Hera Panchami. The statement is written on blackboard, that was spoken by Maharaj Pratap Rudra. He is giving order to his ministers and to the head priests of the temple of Lord Jagannath that you must hold this festival in a way that it has never been held before, specifically for the pleasure of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and his associates. That's why King Pratap Rudra gave order to the head priest and other those who were in management of Jagannath temple to hold this festival in a gorgeous way. So, as it is already described by Srila Prabhupada, that why Lakshmi become angry? After Anavasara or after the Snana Purnima, after have taken a heavy bath, so many big pots of water, Lord Jagannath took bath, then he ate so much prasad. What he ate every day, that is also a great amount, but on that specific day, on Snana Purnima, after his abhishek, then the prasad is offered to him about 10 times more than other days. So after a heavy bath and taking prasad, it is believed that he become sick. So no public darshan for 15 days. There are so many reasons why Lord did not give his darshan to the public during these 15 days. Anyhow, in this connection it is mentioned that during that 15 days, Lakshmi Devi served intimately to Lord Jagannath. So many other reasons, but we are not going to discuss all these things. So anyhow, Lakshmi Devi has served her husband for 15 days, very intimately. Shri Radha Ras Bihari Bhagavan ki jai, Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. So, actually Lakshmi Devi was serving her husband very seriously, with great attention, for 2 weeks. Then on 15 days, Lakshmi Devi little become tired and little just going to sleep. They immediately Jagannath got up and came to see his gopis and girlfriends, who? Radharani. It is in the previous Parpad Bhakti Nyasar Thakur. Comments are like that. So then Lakshmi Devi, when she woke up, she saw, there is no, where is my husband, Jagannath? He is searching. So then she came to know from the servants of Jagannath, from the pujaris, that Jagannath has gone to Vrindavan to see the gopis and Radharani. So now she became very angry. But in first instance, she did not eat, she gave up her opulent dress and gave up her eating and opulent prasad, all these things. She just stay in godan, in godan of this, ornament godan, the godan room. But after 2 days, like staying this, then she came out and went to Bimala Devi, in the backside. Bimala Devi then asked, oh, old lady, can you do something for me? Can you help me? My husband neglected me. She left me and went to see her girlfriends and gopis. She went to Vrindavan. No, she, he went to Vrindavan. Then Bimala Devi told, okay, she's not a good news, but I can do something. I know some magic. She is a wife of Lord Shiva. Vimala is knows also some tantra vidya. I know something. I will giving some powder, magic powder. You take this powder and go straight to your husband, wherever your husband, go straight. In angry mood, don't talk to him, anything. Just throw this magic powder on his face. Then come back. Then you can break his cart little in one side, that is tantric, some regulation. Should break his cart. No one should see this. In an unknown way, you should break one part of cart, little wood, then you come back. Then you will see your husband definitely come back to you. But when you go there, don't talk to him. So it mentioned that then that's why Lakshmidevi come out. And fifth day, then he took this magic powder given by Vimala Devi, then she go straight and just to seeing Lakshmidevi. Jagannath did not accept that, expected that Lakshmidevi to come. Lakshmidevi threw magic powders just on him, then come back, then he break one part of the cart. Little, then she come back by particular place, the way that is Hera Gohiri Sai, somewhere. Other, not in the main road. She also goes in other road, not in the same, the main road where Jagannath chariot has gone. She used to go and come some other way, sacred way. Hera Gohiri Sai. Then she come, then the peoples will very gorgeously welcome her. Then Pani Lakshmidevi come to her temple. So this is the, when Lakshmidevi come in an angry mood, on fifth day she comes out from the temple. So that is to see that occasion, this Hera Panchami Utsav or festival, Gauranga Mahaprabhu with his all associates, on that day, first they took darshan of Lord Jagannath at Sundarachal, or that is Gundicha temple, that is also known as Vrindavan. This is Vrindavan. Because Nilachala Khetra Puridham is such a place where Lord Sri Krishna performs all his pastimes. Mathura Dwaraka Lila Jakaroti cha Gokule Nilachala Sthita Krishna Swayeva Acharati Prabhu. In Vaishnava Tantra it is mentioned that whatever pastimes Krishna performed at Mathura and Vrindavan and in Dwaraka, all such pastimes he performed staying in one place. Where? That is Nilachala Khetra. Nilachala Sthita Krishna Swayeva Acharati Prabhu. When same Lord Sri Krishna stays at Nilachala Khetra Puri, a Jagannath, he performs all these pastimes in one place. This is where the main temple, Jagannath temple, that is Nilachala, that is known as Dwarakapuri. That is also Dwaraka opulence, like Dwaraka. Dwarakadhis and Rukmani or Lakshmi is there. So, Simandir. This is after Lakshmiji's name. So that is Dwaraka, and the Gundicha temple, that is known as Vrindavan. So whole year he stays in Dwaraka, but at least for 1 week he came to Vrindavan. He could not forget Vrindavan even in such an opulence at Nilachala Khetra. And Jagannath Krishna could not forget about his intimate relations with gopis and Radharani and the Vrindavan Dham. So he come out once a year to visit Vrindavan. But Lakshmi could not tolerate this. So that's why Lakshmi comes out. Then Mahaprabhu, seeing that in angry mood Lakshmi is coming out, he asked to his associate, to Swarupa Damodar, Mahaprabhu asked the Lord, he told why the goddess of fortune become angry. Because externally he gives the excuse that he wants to participate in Ratha Yatra festival, but actually Jagannath wants to leave Jagannath Puri to go to Sundarachal, the Gundicha temple, a replica of Vrindavan. The Lord enjoys his pastimes day and night in various flower gardens there. But why does he not take Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, with him? Swarupa Damodar replied, my dear Lord, please hear the reason for this. Lakshmi Devi, goddess of fortune, cannot be admitted to the pastimes of Vrindavan. In the pastimes of Vrindavan, the only assistants are the gopis, but for the gopis, no one can attract, the mind of Krishna. The Lord said, using the car festival as an excuse, Krishna goes there with Subhadra and Baladev. All the pastimes with the gopis that takes place in those gardens are very confidential ecstasies of Lord Krishna. No one knows them. Since there is no fault at all in the Krishna's pastimes, why does the goddess of fortune become angry? Swarupa Damodar replied, it is the nature of a girl afflicted by love to become immediately angry upon finding any neglect on the part of her lover. While Swarupa Damodar and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were talking, the procession of the goddess of fortune came by. She was riding upon a golden palanquin, carried by four men and bedecked with a variety of jewels. The palanquin was also surrounded by people carrying umbrellas, chamaras, wicks and flags, and it was preceded by a musician and dancing girls. The maid servants were carrying water pots, chamara, whisk and boxes for betel nuts. There were hundreds of maid servants, all attractively dressed and wearing valuable necklaces. In an angry mood, the goddess of fortune arrived at the main gate of the temple, accompanied by many members of her family, all of whom exhibited uncommon opulence. When the procession arrived, the maid servants of the goddess of fortune began to arrest all the principal servants of Lord Jagannath. The maid servants bound the servants of Jagannath and handcuffed them and made them fall down at the lotus feet of the goddess of fortune. Indeed, they were arrested just like thieves who have all their riches taken away. When the servants fell down before the lotus feet of the goddess of fortune, they almost fell unconscious. They were chastised and made the butt of jokes and loose language. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates saw such impudence exhibited by the maid servants of the goddess of fortune, they covered their faces with their hands and began to smile. Swarupa Damodar said, there is no egoistic pride like this within the three walls. At least I have never seen or heard of it. When a woman is neglected and disappointed, out of egoistic pride, she gives up her ornaments and morosely sit down on the ground, marking lines on it with her nails. I have heard of this kind of pride in Satyabhama, Krishna's proudest queen, and I have also heard of it in gopis of Vrindavan, who are the reservoir of all transcendental mellows. But in the case of goddess of fortune, I see a different kind of pride. She manifests her own opulence and even goes with her soldiers to attack her husband. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, please tell me of the varieties of egoistic pride manifested in Vrindavan. Swarupa Damodar replied, the pride of the gopis is like a river flowing with hundreds of tributes. the characteristics of the characteristics and modes of the love are different in different women. Their jealous anger also takes on different varieties and qualities. It is not possible to give a complete statement about the different types of jealous anger manifests by the gopis. But a few principles may serve as an indication. There are three types of women experiencing jealous anger: sober women, restless women, and women both restless and sober. When a sober heroine sees her hero approaching from a distance, she immediately stands up to receive him. When he comes near, she immediately offers him a place to sit. The sober heroine conceals her anger within her heart and externally speaks sweet words. When her lover embraces her, she returns his embrace. The sober heroine is very simple in her behavior. She keeps her jealous anger within her heart, but with mild words and smiles, she rejects the advance of her lover. The restless heroine, however, sometimes chastises her lover. So this is the behavior of Chandravali. Chandravali always, outwardly he talks very sweetly to Krishna and welcomes him, give him a nice seat for sitting. When Krishna embraces, she also embraces him. But within her heart, she was very angry. But this second thing, when Radharani, this behavior is just the opposite of this. Radharani's love for Krishna is within, is very intimate. But outwardly, Radharani always expresses her angry behavior. The restless heroine, that is the Adhira, however, sometimes chastises her lover with cruel words, sometimes pulls his ear, and sometimes binds him with a flower garland. The heroine, who is a combination of sobriety and restlessness, always jokes with the equivocal words. She sometimes praises her lover, sometimes blasphemes him, and sometimes remains indifferent. Heroines may also be classified as cupped. So like this, now this is very long discussion. So in this way, Swarup Damodar Goswami, he explains about the behavior of the gopis and Radharani, how they did their mana to Krishna, that is just opposite to the behavior of Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Devi become angry, then she came out of the temple with all full opulence. She dressed herself with all the costly ornaments, very costly sarees, and all her maid servants, hundreds of other her servants, the Devadasis, and they all came. They are also dressed themselves very opulently. And then Lakshmi came out of the temple. Then the maid servants of Lakshmi, they arrested all the servants of Jagannath, all the pujaris, those are in charge of Jagannath's temple. Those are called Jagannath's pujaris. They arrested them. They bind them and they bring them forcefully to fall down at feet of Lakshmi. Then they chastise them, they beat them, and like they are thieves, they have stolen something. And then finally the pujaris, they fold their, with folding hand, they promise Lakshmi, okay, please excuse us. We will present your husband tomorrow, next day. Please, we will try our best to bring him back. So in this way there is some compromise between Lakshmi Devi's servants and Lord Jagannath's servants or his pujaris. But when this function are going on, and Swarup Damodar and Mahaprabhu was enjoying this function, and specifically Mahaprabhu was hearing from Swarup Damodar about the different types of manas, about the, what is the behavior in such a situation. In such a situation, what happened to gopis? If sometimes Krishna neglected the gopis, how they behave? That is Mahaprabhu's intention to
here.
So Swarupa Damodar spoke very nicely these things. Everyone was enjoying, all other Mahaprabhu's associates were enjoying. But one person was not happy with this. Who is he? He is in support of all, everyone was on the side of Radharani and Gopis. They presenting the argument. They did not like Lakshmi's behavior like that. In aggressive mentality, Lakshmi is just coming out to attack her husband, Jagannath. Everyone is glorifying Gopis, Radharani's, and Mahaprabhu was hearing very nicely what Swarupa Damodar is describing. But one person, not happy. Who is he? Sivas Thakur. Sivas Thakur was not happy. Sivas Thakur told, why the... Sivas Hasiya kahe, suno Damodar, amar Lakshmira dekha, sampati vistara. At this time, Sivas Thakur smiled and told Swarupa Damodar, my dear sir, please hear. Just see how opulent my goddess of fortune is. Vrindavanera sampada dekha puspa kisalaya giridhatu sikhi puchha gunja phalamaya. As far as Vrindavan's opulence is concerned, it consists of a few flowers and twigs, some minerals for the hills, from the hills, a few peacock feathers and the plant known as gunja. Vrindavan dekhibare gela Jagannath, suni Lakshmi devi ramane haila asoyatha. When Jagannath decides to see Vrindavan, he went there and upon hearing this, the goddess of fortune experienced restlessness and jealousy. Eta sampati chadi kene gela Vrindavan, tare hasya karite Lakshmi karila sajjana. Sajjana. She wondered, why did Lord Jagannath give up so much opulence and go to Vrindavan to make him a laughing stock? The goddess of fortune made arrangements for mass decoration. Tomaro thakuro dekho eta sampati chadi patra phala phula lobhe gela puspabadi. Then the maid servants of goddess of fortune said to the servants of Lord Jagannath, why did your Lord Jagannath abandon the great opulence of the goddess of fortune and for the sake of a few leaves, fruits and flowers go see the flower garden of Srimati Radharani? Ei karma kare kaha vidagdha siromani lakshmira agrete nija prabhure dehani. Your master is so expert at everything, but why does he do such things? Now bring your master before the goddess of fortune. Etabali mahalakshmira sabadasi gane kati vastre bandhiyane prabhura nija gane. In this way, all the maid servants of goddess of fortune arrested the servants of Jagannath, bound them around the waist, and brought them before the goddess of fortune. Lakshmira charane yani karaya pranati dhana danda layaro karao minati karaya minati. When all the maid servants brought Lord Jagannath's servants before the lotus feet of goddess of fortune, the Lord servants were fined and forced to submit. Rathera upare kare dandera tadana choro praya kare Jagannathera sevakagana. All the maid servants began to beat the rathkar with sticks, and they treated the servant of Lord Jagannath almost like thieves. Finally, all of Lord Jagannath's servants submitted to the goddess of fortune with folded hands and assuring her that they would bring Lord Jagannath before her very next day. Bringing thus pacified, the goddess of fortune returned to her apartment. Just see, my goddess of fortune is opulent beyond all description. Who is telling? Sivas Thakur. Sivas Thakur continued to address Swarup Damodar. Your gopis are engaged in boiling milk and churning it into yogurt. But my mistress, the goddess of fortune, sits on the throne made of jewels and gems. Sivas Thakur, who was enjoying the mood of Narada Muni, thus made jokes. Hearing him, all the personal servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to smile. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told Sivas Thakur, my dear Sivas, your nature is exactly like the Narada Muni. The Swarup, the Supreme, Narada Muni, the Supreme Personality of Godhead's opulence is having a direct influence upon you. Swarup Damodar is a pure devotee of Vrindavan. He does not even know what opulence is, for he is simply absorbed in pure devotional service. Who? Swarup Damodar. She is Lalita Sakhi. So Mahaprabhu told she is pure Vrinda Brajavasi. So she did not know about all these Vaikuntha opulences. Swarup Damodar then retorted, my dear Sivas, please hear me with attention. You have forgotten the transcendental opulence of Vrindavan. The natural opulence of Vrindavan is just like an ocean. The opulence of Dwaraka and Vaikuntha is not even to be compared to a drop. Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, full of opulence, and his complete opulence are exhibited only in Vrindavan Dham. Vrindavan Dham is made of transcendental touchstones, Chintamani, Prakara Sadma Sukalapa Brakhya. Made of transcendental touchstones, it is entire surface is source of all valuable jewels. And the Chintamani stone is used to decorate the lotus feet of the maid servants of Vrindavan. Vrindavan is a natural forest of desire trees and creepers, and the inhabitants do not want anything but the fruits and flowers of those desire trees. In Vrindavan there are cows and that fulfill all desires. They are Kamadhenus, and their number is unlimited. They graze from forest to forest and deliver only milk. The people want nothing else. In Vrindavan, the natural speech of the people sounds like music, and their natural motion resembles dance. The water of Vrindavan is nectar, and the Brahmajyoti effulgence, which is full of transcendental bliss, is directly perceived there in its form. The gopis, there are also goddess of fortune, and they surpass the goddess of fortune who abides in Vaikuntha. In Vrindavan, Lord Krishna is always playing his transcendental flute, which is his dear companion. The damsels of Vrindavan, the gopis are super goddess of fortune. The enjoyer of Vrindavan is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. The trees there are all wish-fulfilling trees, and land is made of transcendental touchstone. The water is the all nectar. Talking is singing. The walking is dancing, and the constant companion of Krishna is his flute. The effulgence of transcendental bliss is experienced everywhere. Therefore, Vrindavan Dham is only relishable abode. Like this, Swarup Damodar spontaneously started glorifying Vrindavan. Sivas Thakur then began to dance in ecstatic love. Suni prema vese nritya kare Srinivasa, kakhya tali bajaye kare atta atta hasa. Sivas Thakur then began to dance in ecstatic love. He vibrated sounds by slapping his armpits with the palms of his hands, and he laughed very loudly. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this discussion about the pure transcendental mellow of Srimati Radharani and observed in transcendental ecstasy, the Lord began to dance. In this way they enjoyed the festival. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started dancing, and when Mahaprabhu just in the mood of Radharani and she was dancing and thinking, I am Radharani. Radha prema vese prabhu হইল সেই মূর্তি, নিত্যানন্দ দূরে দেখি করিলেন স্তুতি।
হোয়াইল ডেন্সিং অবজার্ভড ইন শ্রীমতী রাধারানী এক্সটাটিক লাভ, শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু এপিয়ার্ড ইন হার ভেরি ফর্ম অফ হুল ভেরি ফর্ম রাধারানী সিং দিস ফর্ম এ ডিস্টান্ট প্লেস, নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু অফার প্রেয়ার্স, চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু বিং থিঙ্কিং হিমসেলফ এজ রাধারানী একচুয়ালি হি অলসো saw that form of his become, he exactly become like Radharani, and Nityananda Prabhu from a distance saw that Mahaprabhu is now, no, he is not looking now as Gauranga, he is looking like his Radharani now, it's herself appeared there. So Nityananda Prabhu come to distant little far and pay his obeisances to Mahaprabhu. Distant Nityananda Prabhu offered prayers.
নিত্যানন্দ দেখিয়া প্রভুর ভাবাবেশ, নিকটে না আইসা রহে আইসে রহে কিছু দূর দেশ।
নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু নাও স মহাপ্রভু ভাব দো হুয়েন চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ডেন্স এক্সটাটিকলি হু ওয়াজ অলওয়েজ উইথ হিম নিত্যানন্দ টু হোল্ড হিম অদারওয়াইজ হিল ফেল ডাউন সম টাইম এক্সটাটিকলি মেনি টাইমস হি ফেল ডাউন অন দি গ্রাউন্ড সো অলওয়েজ নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু স্টে উইথ মহাপ্রভু। But now when Mahaprabhu himself manifested this Radharani's form, then Nityananda stay a little far away. Did not come to close, because there is no relation between Radharani and Balaram. In Brajalila, when they goes together, when Nityananda Prabhu comes to Govardhan Hill or some Vrindavan Falls, then if Nityananda Balaram saw the footprints of Radharani, then he could not follow the same. She will change her path, go in other way. Similarly, when Radharani comes in forest or in Govardhan, they saw the footprints of Balaram, then she goes other way. But in this Gaur Lila, they are very intimate. Gaur Nitai or Gadar, Gaur Gadadhar, very intimate. But now, Mahaprabhu himself manifested as Radharani herself, hearing the so sweet pastimes of Vrindavan from Swarup Damodar. Then in that mood of Radharani, now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that form of Radharani. So Nityananda Prabhu not come very close to Mahaprabhu, he make a distance, stay away. So in this way these pastimes are described, but we are discussing about Hera Panchami. So in this way when the Jagannath's servants, they promised to Lakshmi Devi there, tomorrow we will bring your husband, you please have patience, and they gave some fines and something, and they chastised. And then finally Lakshmi went inside her temple. But actually Jagannath came on, not on fifth day, after 4-5 days on Ekadashi day, then Jagannath returned. When they come back in front of temple, then Balaram and Subhadra, they enter temple. Lakshmi did not tell anything to them. But when turn of Jagannath came, then Lakshmi with his all his maid servants, they come and close the door. No permission. Without taking permission from me, you left this temple. This is Sri Mandir, this is my temple. No entrance. They stop the main gate. Then finally Jagannath told so many sweet words to Lakshmi and told, okay, please excuse me. My brother was, elder brother Balaram was with me, so how can I take you with me? Because Balaram, my elder brother is with him, please excuse. It will not happen again in future. So in this way finally he was excused and allowed to enter the first gate. Then again when they reach the next gate, the Jai Vijay gate, then again they close the door, all the servant, mad servants of Lakshmi. And there so many exchange, talking. Jagannath servants, the pujari, they talk something, they will tell something, no entrance. Finally this Jagannath will give some nice sadhis, some ornaments for Lakshmi. Just please Lakshmi, they gave some golden ornaments, some new sadhis like this, there's some exchange. Finally Lakshmi allow to whom? Jagannath, to enter temple and go to his singhasan. So this festival has happened on fifth day after Jagannath left Gundicha temple. Nursery. After let this Nilachal, the main temple for Gundicha. So this is known as Hara Panchami. That is described very nicely. If you have time, you can read the whole chapter. Very interesting. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed this festival, Hara Panchami festival. So today is also the disappearance day of Bakreswara Pandit. Bakreswara Pandit is, according to Gaura Ganadesh Deepika, it is told that Vihastu yo aniruddha jahasa saha Bakreswara Pandita Krishna vesa janutyena prabhu sukha maji jayat so prakasa vivedana sashi rekha tamabhisat samabhisat sashi rekha samabhisat. So Kavi Karnapur Thakur is telling in 71 verse of Gaura Ganadesh Deepika. So Bakreswara Pandit is an incarnation of Aniruddha, in the four quadrupur expansion of Krishna. Aniruddha is an incarnation of Aniruddha, and he is also sometimes also known as Sashirekha Gopi, also entered in the same body, just like Ramananda Raya is also incarnation of Visakha and Arjun, both combined. Similarly, Bakreswara Pandit is Aniruddha. Sometimes the Sashirekha Gopi also entered to the same body for some pastimes. And Krishna Vesa Janutyena Prabhu Sukha Majen. And he is famous for his dancing. Who? Bakreswara Pandit. No one can compete Bakreswara Pandit in dancing. And he can dance for continuously for 72 hours. 3 days and three nights. Without eating, without drinking, without sleeping, he can, once start his dancing, he can start. Continue his dancing. When Bakreswara Pandit start dancing, no one wants to lead kirtan. No one when saw the Bakreswara is a dancer, then they stop. They refuse to, we don't want to lead the kirtan. So who lead the kirtan that time? Mahaprabhu himself. Gauranga Mahaprabhu himself who sings and Bakreswara dance. Like this. So he is also known as, according to his disciplic succession, Dhyanchand Goswami, Bakreswara Pandit's disciple is Gopal Guru Goswami. Gopal Guru Goswami is Dhyanchand Goswami. Dhyanchand Puja Paddhati is very important in our parampara. He wrote all these things. Dhyanchand Goswami, he gave his opinion that actually Bakreswara Pandit is Tunga Vidya Gopi, according to Dhyanchand Goswami. It is also mentioned that that Prabhur Prathama Sishya Ityathang Vimursya Bakreswarang Nivishya Cha Tadasrame. Bakreswara Pandit also known as first disciple of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. That's why he was staying in the same place where Gauranga Mahaprabhu was residing, on Kashi Mishra's house. There is also Bakreswara Pandit also residing. And Tadasrame Nija Nijang Nivasang, the same place he was residing. And in Chaitanya Bhagavat, many things is written by Vrindavandas Thakur, incarnation of Vyasadeva. He wrote about Bakreswara Pandit. Bakreswara Pandita Chaitanya Priya Patra Brahmanda Pavitra Jara Smarane Matra. Bakreswara Pandit is one of the dear most associate of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. By simply hearing about Bakreswara Pandit, the whole universe can be purified. Simply by hearing pastimes of Bakreswara Pandit. Niravadhi Krishna Prema Vigraha Bihola Jara Nritya Devasura Mohita Sakala. He was always ecstatically danced in love of Krishna. And when Bakreswara started dancing, even the demigods and even the demons, everyone get bewildered, seeing his dance. अश्रुकंप स्वेद हास्य पुलक हुंकार वैवर्ण्य आनंद मूर्छा आदि जे विकार चैतन्य कृपाय मात्र नृत्ये प्रवेशिले सकल आशिया बक्रे स्वर देहे मिले
टीयर्स स्टार्टेड फ्लोइंग फ्रॉम हिज आईज हिज बॉडी ट्रेम्बल एंड ही समटाइम्स लाफ वेरी लाउडली द स्वेट्स कम आउट ऑफ हिज बॉडी लाइक दिस ऑल द एट सिम्टम्स ऑफ सात्विक भाव समटाइम्स ऑल्सो ही फेंटेड ऑल दिस symptoms automatically comes and they manifest in the body of Vakreswara by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Prabhu vale tumi jese bian Vakreswara pandita krishnera purna shakti sei krishna paaye jeta hare kare bhakti.
This Krishna Das ka Viraj Goswami is now telling. Vakreswara pandit is complete manifestation of Krishna, Prema, and he who serves Vakreswar Pandit, he can attain the lotus feet of Krishna, or he can attain love of Godhead.
Vakreswara hrudaye krishnera nija ghara, krishna nritya karena nachite Vakreswara.
In heart of Vakreswar Pandit, Lord Sri Krishna resides himself.
When Vakreswara Pandit started dancing, then who? Actually Krishna himself started dancing.
Nachite Vakreswara. Krishna nritya karena nachite Vakreswara.
Jete sthane jadi Vakreswara sangahai, sei sthana sarvatirtha vaikunthamai.
If you'll get in any place where Vakreswara Pandit is dancing, or one get the association of Vakreswara Pandit, that place is actually Vaikuntha world.
So in this way, Vakreswara Pandit is glorified in many verses. Vakreswara prabhura priya bhrutya eka bhave chavisa prahara jaranutya apane mahaprabhu gayena jaranutya kale prabhura charana dhari Vakreswara bale दश सहस्र गंधर्व देह चंद्रमुख तारा गाय मुई नाची तबे मोर सुख.
Vakreswar Pandit is very dear most servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who could dance 24 prahara. 24 prahara means 72 hours at a time. When Vakreswar Pandit started dancing, so Gauranga Mahaprabhu himself leads the kirtan.
And one day, Vakreswara told to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "O Lord, please give me 10,000 Gandharvas. Devachan, Tare, Gai, they all sing together and I will dance in middle of them."
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also told, "Actually, O Vakreswara, you are one of my wing.
Prabhu kahe tumi moro पक्ष एक शाखा आकाशे उड़ीताम जदि पाई आर पाखा.
Mahaprabhu told, "You are only one wing of me. If I have another person like you, Vakreswara, two wing, then I could fly and go to heavenly planets and teach this Nam Sankirtan also there, along with you."
Mahaprabhu called to Vakreswara Pandit. Vakreswara Pandit's appearance day also Asada Krishna Panchami Tithi, and his disappearance day also on Asada Krishna Panchami Tithi is appearance, and Asada Shukla Panchami, Panchami, that is Hera Panchami, that is his disappearance day. But he is very famous for delivering the conditioned soul. He is very compassionate for delivering conditioned souls. Who? Vakreswara Pandit. One such incident is described in Chaitanya Bhagavat, how Devananda Pandit was a scholar in Bhagavatam, and he has opened a school and teaching Bhagavatam in that school. And one time, Sivas Thakur, incarnation of Narada Muni, he was going in that way, and walking inside of his school, and he saw that there is Bhagavat discussion is going on. So Sivas Thakur forget everything. He just entered the classroom and sit down to hear Bhagavatam. And Devananda Pandit was describing the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj and Nrisimhadev. Pastime, this is Hiranyakashipu's episode. So, hearing the glorification of Prahlad, sometimes Srivastava Thakur could start dancing. Jai Prahlad, Jai Prahlad, he will start dancing. Then this, all these students of Devananda Pandit, they told, what is this Bhabuk? There is a sentimentalist come here. Kick him out from the class. A disturbing class. So you have 4 or 5 students there. Srivastava Thakur, opposing them, he did not want to come out because you are hearing this Prahlad's pastimes. Prahlad is his disciple, he is Narada Muni. But forcefully they kick him out from class. So Devananda Pandit was sitting and he saw the whole things were going on, but he did not oppose. So, because then it became an offense at a pure Vaishnava, Srivastava Thakur. After that incident, when Gauranga Mahaprabhu came to Navadvipa and he saw Devananda Pandit in front of thousands of people, he will always chastise him. You are an offender. I will deliver entire living entities from this world and send them to Vaikuntha world. But I send you to the Rauro Vanark. You will, life after life, will suffer in hell. You are a rascal. You have, like this, Mahaprabhu always chastise. To whom? Devananda Pandit. Because he has committed offenses at feet of Srivastava Thakur. But one such time, when Mahaprabhu was chastising, Devananda Pandit, Bakreshwara Pandit was present there. He feels compassionate. How this man will go to Rauravanark? It is very too much. I must somehow or other deliver this person. Otherwise, what type of Vaishnava I am? So he felt very compassionate for Devananda Pandit. One day, intentionally, he came to Navadip and the area where this Devananda Pandit was residing, and he started chanting and dancing in that area. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Bakreshwara Pandit was dancing and chanting for many hours. Then suddenly he became unconscious and fell down just nearby the home of Devananda Pandit. So Devananda Pandit now get this opportunity. He came out of his house and took Bakreshwara Pandit to his own house, and he serves him very nicely. He massages his body and bathe him. Then after, when he came to his consciousness, he offered him nice food. In this way, he pleased Bakreshwara Pandit. Bakreshwara Pandit being served by Devananda Pandit, he became very pleased and now gave him blessing. Krishne Mati Rastu. May your mind fixed at lotus feet of Krishna. You may achieve Krishna Prem. Now, after Mahaprabhu known that now he is blessed by Bakreshwara Pandit, he will achieve Krishna Prem. That is the goal of life. So next time when Mahaprabhu saw to whom? Devananda Pandit. Prabhu bole tumi je sebila Bakreshwaram, ataeva haila tumi amar gochara. Because now I am not going to become angry you. Now I will not no more send you to Rauravanark. Now you become my associate, my servant. Because you have served whom? Bakreshwara. Tumi je sebila Bakreshwara. Because you have served Bakreshwara Pandit so nicely, and he blessed you with the boon of Krishna Prem. So now you are qualified to become my associate and chant and dance with my associates. Siddhir bhavati va neti sangsaya achyuta sevinam nisangsayastu tad bhakta paricharjyarata atmanam. Vrindavan Das Thakur quote this verse from Bhai Puran. It is doubt whether someone will achieve perfection by serving achyuta or Krishna directly. But there is no doubt one can achieve perfection in devotional service if he takes shelter of his servants, of Vaishnavas. So here is example how Bakreshwara Pandit was so merciful. Even he delivered whom? Srinivas Thakur, who was an offender. Even he was a Vaishnava Paradhi. So It is already time. Today is Disappearance Day. Srila Bakreswara Pandit ki. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hera Panchami Mahotsav ki jai. Bakreswara Pandit Tirubhav ki jai.